The passage reading is Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, this is the fourth session of the Law of Sowing and Reaping. To reap what we sow before God is not only about material gain. Along with the material blessings, it includes all kinds of blessings that God gives to us when we give our time, effort, and all our life. For example, Moses could have lived a comfortable life as a son of the princess in Egypt. But he gave up all the wealth and honor and gave himself for the kingdom of God. Then God made Moses like a god by attesting him with such amazing and great power. Moses was the prince of Egypt. He was loved by the king. He could have. He had great possibility of succeeding the king. The Bible doesn't really mention about it, but according to the records in the history, we can see that he had the qualifications and he was loved by the king. But he forsook everything for God. And we can see many of such people in the Bible, like Daniel and his three friends. They forsook everything and they were thrown into the lion's den or the fiery furnace. And Abraham, he left all his country, all his household, his father's house. And the Apostle Paul, he was born into a rich and high-class family. He had knowledge, education, and wealth and fame and everything. He even had the Roman citizenship by birth. But he forsook everything for the Lord without any hesitation. But he took the way of joy, way of suffering. But how about us today? If we become sorrowful just because of small things, we really have to look back on ourselves. That is why God made Moses like a god by attesting him with amazing and great power. God also gave him glory like the sun in heaven. In Moses' case, according to the law of sowing and reaping, he sowed all his life before God and reaped great power and glory. Solomon gave God 1,000 sacrifices with all his heart and reaped unprecedented wisdom from God. God was so pleased with Solomon that he gave him fame, wealth, and a long life without Solomon ever having asked. The centurion Cornelius sowed almsgiving and good deeds and reaped the blessing of salvation of himself and his family. In addition to this, the law of sowing and reaping can be applied in all things. We can sow faithfulness and reap the blessing of health. We can sow worship and prayer and reap the prosperity of the soul. We can sow material things and reap material things. Today we are living in a busy world. not just to work in your, for your, not just work, but the, we, after work, we have to keep on studying. Some people study at night after work. They are so busy all the time. Even yet, they attend Wednesday services and everything. But attending each of the worship service will be reward in heaven. Later you will find out in heaven, attending a Wednesday service, attending Daniel prayer meetings, all these things will be given to you as heavenly rewards. And of course, according to what you have done, God gives you blessings on this earth. According to how much, to the extent to which you try and you offer yourself, whatever you give to God, everything will be given back to you in heaven. That is why I'm telling you to, I'm asking you to try your best. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to. I would just leave you at peace, to be at ease. You are sowing diligently in spirit because you believe you reap the fruit of spirit when you sow in spirit. You don't sow for the perishing things of this world, but you sow for the glory of God in all things, and you are reaping spiritual and material blessings. And the ultimate fruit that we will get is the eternal life and glory of heaven. However, what do the worldly people sow? They just sow in flesh and reap in flesh because they do not know the spiritual realm. They diligently sow again and again in lust, wealth, fame, and social power, which worldly people consider valuable. But the fruit of such things is meaningless vanity and death. No matter how much they sow, and even though they can reap something seemingly good, all those things will perish and pass away. You can sow in spirit and reap true blessings because you know about the eternal things that do not perish. How thankful a thing this is. You don't reap in flesh, but you should reap in spirit. That will be a perfect reward. After you go into Holy Spirit, about going into Holy Spirit, you shouldn't think, when I see the grand sanctuary being built, I will go into Holy Spirit. You have to think, right now you will accomplish Holy Spirit and preserve yourself until the Lord comes back. It'll be so different. Being faithful, being in the third level of faith, and being faithful in the level of spirit will be completely different. If you are faithful in the level of spirit, then all those things will become perfect reward in heaven, because they do everything for the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do, because they will do with faith and love. So everything will become their reward. But those who are in the first level of faith, they don't have any reward. That's why they just go to paradise. Second level, little will be given according to their deeds. Also the third level, because they still have flesh in their heart. So even though they are faithful, many parts of it will be fleshly faithfulness, so they don't have so much reward. But those who go into spirit, all their thoughts and minds and words and deeds, everything is in spirit. Their words on their lips will be in spirit. All the words will be words of goodness that give life and faith to others, and they will hear only good things, they will do only good things. So everything is spirit. So all things will be given back to them as rewards. Also being faithful, they don't do it feeling forced or out of reluctance, but they do it with all their heart. Even in worshiping, attending worship service, they worship with all their heart. They praise and they pray to God with all their heart. So everything will be accepted by God and will be given back as rewards. But if you have idle thoughts or other thinking, and if you just praise God with just lips, then it cannot be rewarded. And also, if you go into Holy Spirit, on top, then God will be so pleased with all their deeds and words. So they will all be such precious things. And each drop of your tears will be different. How much God accepted, how valuably, how preciously God accepted will be all different according to whether you go into spirit or not, according to the level of your faith. You may just shed tears and the tears may just fall, but angels will pick them up and they will be given up to God in heaven. So if you are faithful after accomplishing the Holy Spirit, so great will be their reward. So that is why the Bible tells us to accomplish Holy Spirit and preserve ourselves until the Lord comes back. So when we work for God, everything will be given back to us as rewards. And also, the houses in New Jerusalem are so big, so we need a lot of rewards to fill all our houses, the gardens and the yards and inside the house and all those parts. I think our book in heaven doesn't mention about the ski slope. And somebody saw in spiritual eye with in a vision that there is a skiing slope in heaven. So I think I'll pray about it. You can sow in spirit and reap true blessings because you know about the eternal things that do not perish and how thankful a thing it is. I hope you will keep in mind something when you listen to this message on the law of sowing and reaping. You should not focus on material blessings. You have to make your soul prosper so the material blessings will follow you. If your soul prospers, material blessings will follow you. This week, we'll have Easter performance. But from next week's Friday, I will talk about the seed of life for about a couple of weeks. And I will, so many details about these things will be explained. So how we can become rejuvenated, how we can be healthy, in from which level we can become younger. When you sow according to justice and with faith by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God will be pleased and let you reap abundant fruit. God once explained to us about heaven that we can feel the four different seasons in heaven too. So probably we'll have a ski slope. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will keep this message in heart and your life will be filled with blessings throughout this year. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, prior to this session, I explained the four ways to reap abundantly as we sow. First, we have to cultivate our heart. And I'm explaining how to cultivate our heart in the Sunday morning services. Second, we have to keep Sunday holy and give proper tithes. Third, we must not ask with greed. And fourth, we have to walk in righteousness. Have you kept all of these four things in mind? In the newsletter, there will be testimonies of those who walked the right way and received blessings of God. And we hear many testimonies like that. If you walk the right way, you may think the world is evil and you will only face loss if you walk the right way. But if you do actually walk the right way, walk the right way of righteousness, things will turn. Things will change and God will bless you. That is why I always ask you to walk the right way. But how many people actually do obey? Those who follow this, those who obey this, God can trust them. So I can predict that they can receive great blessings soon because God will love them.
So, 넷째 정도를 거래한다 했죠. 여기까지 잘 양식을 삼으셨습니까? 삼으셨습니까?
Have you kept all these four things in mind?
그래서 여러분이 심은
Next and fifth, in order for you to reap abundantly as you sow, you have to sow a lot. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 to 7 says, Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. It is the law of God, and it is also natural law. You reap what you sow. If you reap a lot, if you sow a lot, you can reap a lot. And if you sow in good soil, you will reap a lot, and if you sow in the field that is not good soil, then you will not reap so much. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. So you can check yourself. You know whether you really gave with faith or whether you gave grudgingly or under compulsion. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. No matter how large the field a farmer has, he can reap only as much as he sows. For example, a farmer has 10 acres of field with good soil. Does that mean he can unconditionally get a full 100 acres of harvest? No, he can harvest only to the extent that he has sown. If he sowed in just 1 acre, he can reap only from that 1 acre. If he sows in 50 acres, he can reap from those 50 acres. And since his field has good soil, so he can reap more than other kinds of fields of the same area. But even though the field has good soil, he cannot reap from 10 acres when he has sown in only 1 acre. You have to sow diligently in spirit too. Also, we can feel we have received blessings only when we sow much. For example, you sow 10,000 won and God gives you twice the amount. Here, God can give you monetary blessing or He might keep you from experiencing such losses as having a disease or a disastrous situation. But since the amount sown is 10,000 won, when God gives you twice the amount, 20,000 won, you cannot really feel you've received something. God gives you pressed down, shaken together, and running over, but you cannot really feel it. But if you sow 10 million won, and God gives you twice the amount, you can easily recognize the blessing. But we cannot say we've sown much just because the amount is great. What God wants to receive from offerings is not the money itself. God is the creator of all things. Gold and silver all belong to Him. And what would God need money for? It is not the money, but the aroma of the heart that is important. Somebody wrote to me saying, Senior Pastor, please tell me when the oil price is going to go up, when the stock market will have a good time and bad time, so I studied all the banking stuff and I can make this much profit, so I will give this amount for Canaan Sanctuary construction. But just think about it. God is not such a God. Gold and silver, everything of the universe is His, and He can create all things with His word. Why would He need such things? It's not that God doesn't give to us because He doesn't have. God is letting us march forward according to our faith. This is the justice of God. And that is why, to the extent that the souls of our members prosper, God gives us blessings. So when that measure, that level is reached, the Canaan Sanctuary will be revealed. It's not that God doesn't have money to give to us. It is all in the providence and justice of God. According to our faith, according to how much our faith goes up, He can work to that extent. It's the same with individually. According to each one's faith, they can receive blessings. And I'm watching all the congregation who is receiving blessings and what has he done to receive blessings. So the Word of God is just like a formula. It works perfectly according to the rules. As God said, wherever your treasure is, there your heart is also. He wants to receive your heart contained in the offerings. God wants to receive your heart contained in the offerings. So if you sow with boasting or bragging or in stinginess or by compulsion, it is not the kind of offering God is looking for. We have to sow with our thanks for God's grace and with faith and love and with all our mind. In Mark chapter 12, Jesus watches some people giving their offerings in the treasury of the temple. Rich people put their gifts into the treasury out of their pride while boasting of the amount they were giving. Meanwhile, a widow came and gave 2 copper coins. It was just a little amount, barely enough to be able to buy a loaf of bread. It's difficult to calculate the exact amount, but it was a little amount. Maybe just a little more than to buy a loaf of bread. When Jesus saw this, he said that the widow had given more than any other person there. They gave some out of their abundance, but the widow had given from her living expenses. It was such a little amount in others' view, but for this widow, it was such a great amount. It was all she had. She didn't have any savings. She gave everything. That is why it was 2 copper coins, but it was very big amount of offering to God. Other people gave a lot of offerings, but they gave much out of greater abundance. But she gave everything she had, and to God, it was her offering that was much greater. She could have risked skipping her meals after giving it to God. She wasn't forced by anyone to give, but she still gave all she had. How lovely her heart was. Because her offerings had this aroma of heart, it pleased God more than the offerings of other people. That is why Jesus said she gave the most among all others. Since I was a new believer, I have always tried to give to God more and more. I learned about tithes in the first revival meeting I attended, and that we must not come empty-handed when we come before God. And I just obeyed it since then. I still remember the speaker of that revival at that time. It's been 27-28 years, but I still remember his name, Pastor Park. Other names I just forget, but because I received so much grace from him and I learned how to serve God from him in the revival, I learned about the dawn prayer meeting, keeping the Sabbath holy, keeping the Lord's Day holy, giving proper tithes and giving offerings to God every time we present ourselves before God. And so I cannot forget him. And whatever he taught, I found them in the Bible. So I've been obeying what I learned from that time, since that time. In case of tithes, I didn't just give 1/10, but much more than that. Sometimes 20% or 30% or more. So tithe, in my case, I give 20% or 30%. But I, not always is 30%. I keep on giving 30%. Then later I find out that I receive much more blessings, so it's not really 30%, but less. I didn't spend for myself first and then give from the rest. I always set apart the portion to give to God from my income. Not only the tithes, but also for thanks offerings and other offerings, I prepare clean and new bills. Those who are around me, they always see. I always pick up the new bills, clean and new bills. And I take offering envelopes to my house and I put them in those envelopes. I don't do it every week. I prepare the offerings in advance, a couple of months ahead. So I don't have to worry about giving offerings to God. I just prepare for them in advance so that I can give to God without having to worry about the offerings. Oh, I don't have any money. What should I do? I don't have to do that. I never thought, isn't this too much with my income? Should I give a little less? I tried my best as my heart was moved. I was just thankful that I could give, and I always thought of ways to give more. Then God gave me blessings that could not be compared with what I had given to Him. Even when there seemed to be nothing left after giving everything, God filled me up again and again. It's not only about monetary blessing. He never let me lack anything in all other aspects as well. Now God is giving me much more blessings, so we receive many blessings from other countries. We have neighboring countries, including Japan, and those who received healing and blessings, they send the offerings. God works in this way, because I sowed with faith before, and God surely, certainly pays me back 30, 60, 100 times more. Brothers and sisters, those who are wise will diligently sow with faith, and they will not miss the special chances of blessings given by God. For example, there are biblical feasts and revival meetings. Also, if we make a special vow to give construction offerings and keep it, He will certainly pay us back with blessings. I never missed such special opportunities. The New Year's service is one of the examples. I prepare with all my faith because I believe God will bless me throughout the year. We also have regular feasts like the Easter, Feast of Harvest, Thanksgiving Sunday, and Christmas. For these occasions, I didn't just give from what I had, but I prepared my offerings beforehand and gave with my best. Please do not misunderstand by any chance. If you do, you will stumble. I'm never emphasizing on the money. It's all up to your faith. But I want to plant faith in you, and it's the Word of God. And I want you to receive blessings. If you believe and obey, it'll be a blessing for you. And that is my duty, to make you healthy, to make you rich. Our church members shouldn't be living a poor life, and it's my duty, and it's my I'm trying my best to make you rich. And so please do not think that I'm asking you to give money, because you know I don't receive any salary, I don't receive any money from the church. I don't receive anything at all. So even though you give a lot of offerings, it doesn't mean nothing is given to me. So you give to God for His kingdom and you receive blessings, God gives you 30, 60, 100 times more. And if your vessel is not really prepared yet, God gives you at least twice, which means pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And if your soul prospers, He can give you 30 times more or 60 times more. The more prosperous you're sold, and He can give you 100 times more too. If you say you are giving a lot to God and if you do not receive blessings, just think about it. Whether you really walked the right way, whether you really lived by the Word of God. Also in devotional services, I gave with all my effort, putting my devotion in the offerings, for it was, as said, devotional service. The 3-1 Women's Mission, they were telling me that they gathered their heart. And it's not only words. Last Friday also they came. They were telling me, Senior Pastor, in our mission group, we have so many testimonies of blessings. We cannot tell you everything. And I hope you will also have such testimonies of blessings. Seeing some church members asking for financial blessings, I sometimes feel sorry for them. It's because they do not show enough faith when we have special feasts or other occasions. They have financial difficulties and received my prayer for them, but they do not show faith before God. Of course, they may say they cannot give more because they don't have much. But it is God's justice that we reap what we sow. Because they don't have much, they have to show faith with all their heart to receive blessings. I went through pains, disease, poverty. I was really poverty stricken. I was going through trials right after I accepted the Lord. And before I accepted the Lord, because it was old days, it was common in old days, on the ceiling, above the ceiling, there were so many rats, and it was like there was a war going on top of the, above the ceiling. And sometimes, through the holes from the ceiling, some maggots would fall. And I hate such worms. When, and I was wondering why there were so many maggots and one rat died in the ceiling, and because of that there were maggots. And today, you should understand you are happy, young people nowadays. But when I acted with faith, God never let me starve, just like He fed His servant through a crow. God fed me in various ways. I went through the trials for about a year, and as I began to receive blessings, and when the 3-year trial was over, God began to give me full-scale blessings. So I look at the church members too, those who have good faith, and they have faith and they just give and they attend worship services and they try to cast away sins all the time. And I see they are going through some trials, and I'm thankful that after their trials are over, they can receive great blessings. Then when the trials are over, then they receive blessings. So I mentioned this person in the morning about the 100 million won tithe. His trials are over. Because God allows them trials to make their vessels greater. So in their businesses, He did this and this business and that business, and God gave them experiences and around the relationship between other people, and those who are telling lies and those trying to cheat them, and also the employees, those who are complaining, or so many other kinds of people. When some other employees, they just quit and they just leave, and God let him experience all those hearts of people. And God was saying, follow peace all the time. And if peace is broken, Satan works. So God, it means God turns his face away. So you have to be united as one, and you have to work as if the work is your own work, your own family business. Then God can give them blessings. So all those workers, God refined them all together, all the employees there. In the beginning, they weren't really united. In the beginning of the business, there were some complaints also. And there were people who thought about quitting also. But as time passed, going through trials, they increased their faith and they came to serve each other, love each other. And employees there, they also grew up in faith. And also they became more capable. They also studied more. And now they have many capable employees in a trading team. There are about five good workers, our church members. It's not that they hired from other side, outside. So they have many employees with good English skills and computer skills and so on and so forth. So because they can handle it, God opened the way through the trading with other countries. As explained above, I am not saying you have to sow a great amount. I am talking about the kind of aroma of heart you are giving. If you give a lot of amount and if you feel stingy and you think it was a waste, it's not really a blessing. It cannot be a blessing. Which offering would have deeper aroma of heart? 1 million won of the person who has 10 million won, and 500,000 won of the person who has only 1 million won. When I see those who show their faith with all their best, my heart is touched, and I want to help them too. And if you can show deeds, they can move God's heart. He will surely give you the answers. But there are many believers who say they want blessings, but they do not actually prepare the vessel to receive blessings. And also they ask with greed. Sometimes we have such people. They say, please pray for me that those who give 300,000 won, that they ask me to pray for tithes over 1 million won or 2 million won. They're giving only 200,000 won, 300,000 won. Next time they can ask for 300,000 won, and next time they can ask for 400,000 won, 500,000 won. But those who are giving 200,000 won, they're asking for 1 million won tithe. It is a prayer out of greed. Of course, if you are really prepared, you can do that, but even when they don't have anything, they still ask for that much. I always gave with my best, and I never thought, like, I have to give again after this time, so I will deduct the amount this time. Since I was healed of my diseases by God, and since I attended my first revival, I just gave to God as my heart was moved. In that revival meeting, there was a time to make vowed offerings for the construction of the church of the speaker. I wanted to give, not to receive blessings, but to pay back for the grace I received. But I didn't have anything. So I vowed to give in 3 months. In the first revival meeting, I was attending another church, and I attended this revival at another church because my landlord asked me to come to the revival meeting. And the speaker of that revival said the title of the revival was, "Let us give everything and become beggars." And he was saying, and there were many testimonies. He just opens church in many places. He opens church, and when the church grows up to some extent, he opens another church at another place. So he tells the testimonies. Those who gave everything to God and became beggars, they received so much blessings later. It was so gracious. So I accepted all those testimonies with my faith, as my faith. There was a famous article in the newspaper at that time. That person came, that the pastor opened a church in Suwon. There was a deacon in the church. I once told you this testimony. She gave everything to God and because of there was a pole in the shell. And through that incident, her husband gained the trust from the owner of the company he was working for. And later, they received so much blessings, including the house. But after I received the grace through the testimonies, I followed their examples. And I acted with faith this way and that way, and I now receive these blessings. It wasn't just given automatically. The amount of my whole rent of the house was 100,000 won, and I vowed to give 300,000 won. So which means all I had was 100,000 won in my asset, but I vowed to give three times the asset I had. Later, I found out that my wife also thought of the same amount, and I could be reaffirmed that it was the work of the Holy Spirit. I had been sick for 7 years. We were so poor, and 1,000 won, even 100 won was so big at that time. We couldn't really afford to buy our kids ice cream that cost 100 won. And our whole rent was 100,000 won. But we were moved to give to God 300,000 won. And later I asked my wife, she also had the same amount in her heart. When I had such inspiration, I fulfilled my vow even by getting a loan. Because it was not easy to get even loan because it was a great amount. And I was very nervous, and I prayed to God all the time, "Father God, let me give this vow offering." And God prepared. On the last day to fulfill my vow, God prepared the amount through an unbeliever. I could borrow from him and give to God. And I was tested like that a couple of times, several times. And God let me fulfill my vow somehow. several times because I tried to give to God so much. And since then, I knew I received trust from God. God had to trust in me that I will fulfill my vow and fulfill my promise in any case. I keep my promise, no matter what. And that is why God just allowed me to go through such difficulties, not being able to borrow from anyone. But on the final day, I could borrow from somebody and get a loan from somebody. And when I passed such tests a couple of times, there was no more of such a test. After that, I could prepare in advance without having to worry so much. When we really keep our promises, all our words, and we have trust relation between God and us, then it is such a great blessing. So when I had such inspiration, I fulfilled my vow even by getting a loan. Even then, I was just thankful that I could give. Ever since, whether big amount or small amount, I gave with my love and devotion as my heart was moved. Every time I sowed with firm faith that God would give me back with blessings. Because I sowed with faith, I became more and more confident as I sowed more, as if I had a great amount in the balance in a bank account. I believed God would give me as much as I asked, and I actually have received until this day. I give everything I store up in heaven, and God gives me double capital interest. So He gives me interest upon interest and so much more. So I feel very confident in my heart. If I ask, if I need anything and ask God anything, He will give me anytime. Because I stored up so much in the heavenly bank. And God, our Lord, is controlling the amount. And when I ask God, you know, if you put your savings in the bank and if you ask for it, they have to give you. And I stored up so much in the heavenly bank and God gives me when I ask. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to reap overflowing blessings as we sow, sixth, our faith and deeds must not change. What would happen if the farmer sows the seeds and stops caring for the crops or just digs up the field just because he doesn't see any fruits after a couple of months? All his previous efforts would be in vain. Once you sow, you have to take care of it until you reap. Also, you shouldn't just sow one thing, but different kinds of things. They will not just farm one thing according to the time. They can grow many things, so they can reap many things. And you don't sow only construction offering. There are many kinds of thanks offerings. And the farmers, they wouldn't farm just once a year. They will sow this and that. And after a year, they will sow many other things. But those who have faith, they will sow many things. But those who don't have so much faith, they will sow a lot one time, and then they don't keep on sowing. What if the farmer sows just once and doesn't sow anymore? What can he eat? So he has to keep on sowing. He has to keep sowing and reaping and sowing and reaping again and again. And he has to sow many kinds of things to eat a lot of things. And even and believers, they don't understand the law of spiritual realm. So in Friday online services, please check your heart, check yourself, what kind of Christian life you are leading. You've listened to so many words of God, and whether you really acted according to the word of God or not, whether you practice the word of God or not. So you can check why you haven't been able to receive blessings. For example, when your main crops is rice, then you can also sow beans, lettuce, pepper, corns, or sweet potato around the rice paddies or on small fields. You can also grow bean sprouts at home. Some crops can be harvested after a year, but some other things may be harvested after a couple of months. You can eat the bean sprouts in several days. But if the crop takes a year to grow, you have to care for it for a year. In case of insam or ginseng, you have to grow it for more than 4 years. The less time it takes to harvest, the less profit you have, and the longer you wait, the greater profit. It's the same when you pray to God and receive the answers. We have to sow different kinds of things whenever we have a chance. And we have to believe that God will certainly give us blessings. And we have to believe that we have received them already. Whatever we have sown and prayed for, we have to believe that we have received them. And if you say, oh, I believe I will receive it, then I can't really trust you. Oh, I believe I will be healed. I have taught you so much with the Word of God, and you don't believe just one verse of the Word of God, or you didn't keep it in mind. So how can I trust you? You have to say, I believe I have received. Not the future tense. And you have to believe that you are already healed. You have to believe you already received the blessings. Then it'll be done according to what you have believed it would. It is up to God when to give it to us. But God always gives to us the best things at the best time. The longer it takes, the greater will be the fruit. James chapter 1 verses 6 to 8 says, but he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. We must not doubt at all. And I'm teaching you, even the impossible things can become possible. And you doubt when you pray, oh, is it really going to be done? Oh, I'll have to find it out. But God tells us to never doubt. You want to believe completely, but the doubts come into your mind. So what should you do? You can just drive it away. You can avoid doubts coming into your mind. I've taught you so many times. I cannot give you a full sermon here about it. To believe from heart, and from next Friday, please listen to the sermons carefully from next Friday so you can understand. And you'll find all the answers. Why you doubt and how you can avoid all the doubts. I always said God would give me with compound interest upon compound interest, and God blessed me as I confessed. And as I always say, whatever is stored in heaven, it is compound interest upon compound interest, so much interest. And I've been saying the same thing since I was a new believer until now, because I believe God. And God has been working according to what I have believed. But some people sow and take care of it for some time, but begin to complain if they do not receive as they want. We act with faith before God with the desire to receive rewards from Him. But this reward is given at the best time, in the best way in the sight of God. You cannot calculate for yourself and ask God to give you a certain amount at a certain point in time. You should give with your love and thanks, even though you don't receive anything back. But because God has promised us blessings, you ask with faith so you can give glory to Him. Some people seem to be leading a good Christian life, but if they don't receive any blessings or healing, they just leave the church. They say they believe everything, but later they leave the church. Also, they receive prayer saying that they believe they'll be healed. And if they are not healed for a couple of months, they leave the church. It proves that they didn't have any faith from the first place. In this church, church of life and church of blessing, if they leave this kind of church, it means they didn't have any faith from the beginning. If they had faith, receiving the answers, receiving the blessings or healings, that is not the important thing. They will just be thankful and full of spirit just to be in this kind of church. But because they don't have such faith, they just leave the church. And that is why, because they don't have faith, they don't receive the answers. If you complain or have resentment just because the answer is coming slowly, you will only distance yourself from receiving the answer. But whatever you sow, it doesn't disappear. But it's just that you don't receive the answer. Then when can you receive the answer? All these things are resolved. Your complaints, your unbelief, and all these things are resolved. God can give you. If you complain and doubt, God cannot give you blessings. It's not right according to the rules of justice. For example, suppose you have to fill up the amount of 100 to receive an answer to something. You ask and act with faith and fill up 50 and 60, but then suddenly you pour out 20. Then you have to work harder to fill up that 20 as well. Whether it is blessing or healing, all is the same. If you keep on filling it up and pouring it down again and again, how slowly the answer will come. That is why I tell you all the time to come into spirit quickly. That is the key to receiving blessings and answers. If you come into spirit, you won't doubt, you won't have to complain, and you'll receive everything you ask. If you just stop acting with faith and asking God, all your previous effort will become useless. In this way, if you have been sowing with faith and storing up your deeds to please God, you have to look forward to the blessings with faith until the end. God may give you quickly, but it may be slow. But it means you still lack some things, and God is making you a greater vessel. If you believe it, it is certain, it is correct. God always tries to give you more things, better things, greater things. And God wants to, God is making you into a great vessel. And if you keep on complaining about it, then you will still have to go through the same kind of trial. If you at one moment complain, saying, "Why doesn't God give me blessings while I try so hard?" then it means your faith is not enough when measured by the justice. You lack something when measured by the seven spirits. Next, if you decide to give to God something, you have to give it. You cannot change the thing that you decided to give or break your vows. In Leviticus chapter 24, it tells us that when we give sacrifice of cattle, we cannot change it even for better animal. It means once we decide to give to God a certain thing, we cannot replace it with any other thing. Because God hates changing of mind. If you make up your mind to give God something, you must not change. But it is something better. I have something better now, so I want to give it to God. I have a better calf. That is better. But God says no. You give what you decided to give. That is what God wants. Unchanging mind. And what does the Bible say? If you really want to give to God something better, you give what you decided to give and give the one that is better too. Do you understand? We can read it in Leviticus. This is the secret to receive blessings. But in such small things, you use your own fleshly thoughts and you think you gave to God. You changed the offering you decided to give and you think you gave to God, but God says you changed your mind and He doesn't like it. So we have to understand what God really wants. Also Psalm 15 verse 4 tells us, we must not change our vows even if it hurts us. Whatever we have in our heart, even if it hurts us, we have to keep it. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 5 and 6 says, it is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not pay. Do not let your speech cause you to sin. And if you make a vow before God and violate it, not keep it, it's not acceptable. Then God cannot trust you. Then to gain the trust back, you have to fulfill your vow again. And if you try to keep it after losing it, to recover it is harder. Do not say in the presence of the messenger of God that it was a mistake. There are some people who say, oh, I didn't know properly because of this and because of that. You make a vow to give your children. The mothers, they are full of grace and they say, they make a vow, oh, I will give my children as servants of God, as pastors. And when the children grow up, they don't want to become pastors. They just want to live in the world. They want to get a secular job. But the mother made a vow and they wouldn't listen to her. Then what would she do? She made a vow and she didn't keep it. And what should she do? She has to receive trials. The mother and the son, just watch those families. They are smart and they are bright and they are capable, but they cannot succeed because the vow that mother made wasn't kept. And the son also didn't keep his mother's vow, and the mother also didn't keep her vow because they are tied together as one. So both of them will suffer together. And sometimes you ask me to pray in such cases. We didn't keep this vow and we are continuously receiving these trials. And they ask me to pray for the trials to end. But am I God? What am I to stop their trials? Of course I pray for them. God, please forgive them. I pray for them to forgive them. But I cannot guarantee the answer that their trials will end. Because I don't know whether God will listen to my prayer or not. Only God knows it. Because there is no such thing that is said in the Bible whether He can answer such a prayer. If you commit works of flesh leading to death again and again, so you have a serious disease. And I pray for intercession. And there are people who received my prayer and you think it's okay now. But it's not really true. After I pray for you, intercede for you, God will decide whether my prayer will be answered or not. In other words, the person who sinned, if he turns away completely from his heart 100% and not sins ever again, he can listen to my prayer. He can forgive him. but in his heart, he still has adulterous mind, or it's not, he's just afraid, too afraid to commit sins again. Then God cannot really forgive that person. You have to pay for every single thing, every single word, every single sin that you committed. If it is not repented, the sins that you, of which you repented and forgiven, God will not remember. But those sins that are not repented, and those sins that are not cleaned, you will receive punishment. You will be judged for each sin that is not cleansed. So those sins that do not lead to death, you repent every time. But it will not lead you to death. It means your rewards will be deducted on the day of judgment. But sins leading to, because they are not sins leading to death, you won't fall into hell. But the sins leading to death, and if it's not forgiven, you will have to go to hell according to the judgment. Because the Bible is absolutely true. If whatever I preach is not true, God will not forgive me. I'm just telling you straight from the Bible and from the things that God lets me know in communication. And all these things are in the Bible. So if you do not know the truth, and if you have walls of sins before God, and you don't receive answers, and you cannot go into spirit, so many of you. So please listen carefully, repent, and turn back, and break down all the walls of sin against God, so you can quickly go into spirit. And if you don't receive blessings even after that, please come to me and tell me. I will give you what you want, because God's word is absolute truth. God keeps His promises. Do not say in the presence of the messenger of God that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry on account of your voice and destroy the work of your hands? God will be angry at you because you say it was a mistake. When you make a vow, it's not a mistake. Who makes a vow out of a mistake? Suppose you vow to become a praise singer, and you make a vow out of your faith in your heart. Is it a mistake? No, it means you changed your mind later. It's not a mistake. But you say, oh, I made a mistake. Then God will be angry on account of your voice and destroy the work of your hands. Then the final outcome will be destruction. Things will not go well. And they will keep on receiving trials. Do you feel afraid by any chance? If you do, please check your heart. Whether you really mock God. When you made the vow, you did it with joy and faith, and now you change your mind and you suffer because of that. You cheated God and mocked God and say it was a mistake. When you make a vow, it wasn't a mistake. Sometimes you make a vow when you want to give to God, but you don't have anything. Even in these occasions, you should not do it in your own thoughts, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And if you do it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you must keep it. You cannot say it was a mistake. You should not give with stinginess, but your own desire and fervor shouldn't let you make a vow. But even though you make a vow with your own thoughts, it has to be kept once it is made. If you have not kept any of your vows, you have to first keep it to demolish the wall before asking for any other kind of blessings. Some of the elders, they don't receive answers because they make a vow and they don't keep it before they long time ago, they made a vow and they don't keep it. They just received my prayer. But that's not the solution. They have to just keep their vow. That is why they don't receive any answers to their prayers. And for that reason, they cannot prosper in anything. They always have problems. They say they love God and they love the church. Sometimes I want to help them, but God doesn't allow me. Because they have so many walls before God. If I help them, I will suffer together. If you make the vow with your own zeal, there might be troubles keeping it. But once you keep your vow, you will receive greater things than what you have given. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the living God is almighty and He can give you anything you ask. I am the witness. I was only waiting for death in poverty and despair from which I could not escape. I had to worry about each meal every day, and we didn't have enough money for adequate heating. But when I met God, loved Him, and lived by His commandments, my soul prospered. Then God gave me everything, health, wealth, fame, and anything I desired. Especially, I have trust and love relation with God. 100% God lets me show so many powerful works of God. I received a letter from Australia. A pastor, Australian pastor, he attended anniversary service of our church, and he heard the news that in Israel they had rain after I prayed for the rain in Israel. And he was very happy and he asked me to pray for rain in Australia. So I did. And when he left for the airport, he heard the news that it rained in Australia. And there was a lot of rain. There was only about 20% left in the reservoir, water reservoir, and now it is still raining. I can't read it because of the time, but now we have a WCDN team visiting Australia, and this pastor welcomed them. And he was telling our team that the rain came through my prayer, and because I have this trust and love relation with God, from the beginning, I kept all my vows. I kept them with joy and thanks. And I made a vowed prayer for 100 nights. In the 90th day, my mother-in-law passed away. And when my father-in-law passed away, I couldn't visit because I was in my sickbed. But when she passed away, I was a believer. And I had to preach to them also, and I had to go. And I was in the middle of this, middle of a 109 vowed prayer, and on the 90th night it happened. But I had to go. So I went. And
가면 여러 명 탐방에서 자고 막 그런데 그때 뭐 돈도 없고.
At that time, so many people came and many people would sleep in one room and.
그러니까 기도 원장의 언니 집.
Also, many people slept in the my wife's sister's house, and I still prayed in the house with my wife. Kneeled down, and I prayed, and we filled up the rest of the 100 nights. But even then, I wasn't so happy. I wasn't really satisfied that I gave God 100 nights properly. So I began another 100 night vowed prayer again to fulfill my 100 night vowed prayer. So actually I gave 200 nights. So I kept my promise even by doing this. Even though I was in such a situation not to be able to keep my vow before God, but I left. Of course I did pray. But because I wasn't in the church and I couldn't cry out in prayer, I had to be quiet praying. So after I came back, I made another vow to keep my vow. So what would God think of me? What do you think God would think of me? He would trust me 100%, even since I was a new believer. And that is why, even before I opened the church, through prayers, they received a blessing of conception and so many other things. I hope you will all meet this God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive answers to whatever you ask by trusting God, loving Him, and dwelling in the truth. I also hope that you will read 30, 60, and 100 times more than what you saw. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, let this message become faith and life. I talked about how to receive blessings. Let them accept the word with faith and receive blessings and give you all the glory. Father, bless them. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah. Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work, transcending space and time. Pastor Seung-il Yu of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade in Idamami Church on March 31st, Wednesday. Show your work of the most high power of creation. Kyung Ha Hyun, let her get a good job quickly and let her fulfill her 4-day fasting with her husband. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany will speak for the Measure of Faith seminar in the pastor in the church of Pastor Raphael Longi on March 28th, Sunday. Let the grace of God fall upon this church and the listeners. Zhang Keshin has tumor in the uterus. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The tumor, let go away. Yan Zheng Lu, let him study well, give him wisdom. Shi Dan has anemia. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dang Ning, Zhang Ding, Pu Jie, Gao Ya Qin, let him go into spirit and Holy Spirit quickly and let them receive the contract money for the construction quickly. Pastor Che of Hengbokan Church, give revival to the church. Give them financial blessings in the church. Let them understand how to receive power and wonders and signs of God. Give him understanding and let him practice the word of God and answer to his prayers. Lord, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. All pains go away. All entrails be cleansed. Diabetes, high blood pressure, go away. Light come. Give them spiritual and physical health. All skin diseases be cleansed. Give them peace throughout this week. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.